All right, the story, as we were talking about before the break, is this. Long Beach, California, Britain and California have formed a transatlantic partnership to address global warming, bypassing the Bush administration to explore ways to curb greenhouse gas. As you know, we're heard every day in Sacramento on the mighty KHTK, where we are number one rated as always. Thank you for 10 years of excellence in Sacramento.
Right.
Which means we have a very special line to open up, and all I got to do is press one of these buttons, and someone should be joining us from the state capitol in Sacramento.
Hi.
Hey.
Don, are you there? It's honored.
Hold on.
This microphone is working very badly.
Let me get your music out, Arnold.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
are you over there? How are things in the nation's capital?
Arnold, let me see.
We can't have greenhouse gases.
Let me see if I can find
very
your...
very bad.
I got the music. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen,
Dankeschön.
The governor of the state of California.
That's great. Great to be back with
Arnold
you.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How are you? So, you're on the team. You're going to join with me and make sure that the world knows that we can't have greenhouse gases, because that'll cause all the people to stop with the global warming and things.
The thing is
that the global warming's the greatest problem that the face the thing is we face.
Arnold? What is global warming?
The global warming is when you have lots of cars that are driving on the streets, like I used to drive a Hummer, right? And the Hummer would give out the exhaust, which would go into the air, and then the air would cause a blanket of foam to form over the Earth's surface.
Hey, Arnold?
So that we can't have greenhouse gases.
Arnold?
It's bad. I vow to terminate greenhouse gases.
Have you been watching America's Got Talent?
Oh, that's so funny. Regis really is great. I'm a giant fan, like most people in the area that I come from, of David Hasselhoff. He's very good. He stays the greenhouse gas, his thick green gas that he sneaked good. Nicked good.
Oh, that means no
that's
good.
You have to understand all the greenhouse gases aren't going to do any good for the world.
What
we will do is pollute our planet, and then our planet will fall out of the solar system into the sea.
I understand that we're going to have a real treat. Is Tony Blair in the room with you?
You'll have to bear with us, because we're going to have to share a microphone. Wow. But Tony, come right over here.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, Don, he's standing by. I'm going to put the microphone in front of him.
Welcome the president of
you can actually ask
UK,
him any questions you have.
Prime Minister Tony Blair.
Hello,
sir. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Tony Blair. May I first say I'm delighted to stand here on the podium with Arnold and say to everyone in the world that we together will make sure that we have no problems with emissions whatsoever.
Have you ever seen Jingle All the Way?
Yes. Yes, I have. I've seen all of his movies. He's wonderful. I am a big fan of Twins with Danny DeVito. I'd like to say hi to Arnold, congratulate him on his wonderful tribute to the bodybuilding empire as Mr. Olympia, and also say that I'm a gigantic fan of all of his films, especially The Last Action Hero.
Arnold, can you hear me, Arnold?
Yeah, I'm over here. I'm in the back of the room.
Hey, Arnold.
I like this. He's talking about all of my movies.
Hey, Arnold.
I think it's a great thing.
Have you ever heard this?
Yeah, what do you want? I grab the microphone now.
Do you know that if you asked Tony Blair for a cigarette...
Yes.
Do you know what they call a cigarette over in Britain?
Tony.
Yes, Arnold.
What do they call a cigarette over there in your country?
I know what he's doing. It's called a fag.
Oh, that's bad. That's what they call a guy that's lighting the loafers over here.
So
yeah,
you could ask Tony Blair if he wanted to smoke a fag.
Yes, hey, Tony, smoke a fag.
I'm not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about greenhouse gas emissions, one of the great problems that doesn't seem to be addressed correctly by the federal government.
Mr. Blair.
Yes, I'm standing by.
You seem to be an educated man.
Yes, I am.
Despite your friendship with President Bush, you seem to be an educated man.
We have a friendship. However, I must say that he's not doing enough to prevent pollution. Pollution is one of the worst things that anyone can deal with. You should regulate
it
as a government.
Dude, Yes. Look to the man. I can't
speak to you on behalf of the Queen, Scotland Yard, tea and crumpets, and everything else.
I can't see you. I can only imagine he's either on your left or right. But really,
I'm sorry.
Look at the Cro-Magnon display in front of you. Prehistoric man. The man that you're meeting with has the brain the size of a dog. How can you now? Really, you are an educated man.
Might I stop you right there and tell you?
Yes.
That I am looking right now at Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I will say...
Say what?
That I know for a fact that all of your accusations are untrue. No man represents the American spirit more than this fine gentleman to my left with his bulky biceps. I salute Arnold Schwarzenegger and his tireless efforts to provide each and every Californian... with an opportunity to breathe clean air.
Why don't you ask him if he knows what UK stands for?
Arnold, the disc jockey that's interviewing us currently wishes to know what is the UK.
Here you go. Here's your answer.
Oh, dear. Uncle Cracker?
No. It's the United Kingdom. I will not chastise my American governor friend for making an error like that. There are many
error.
People that might not know certain ways of speaking.
Why don't you
and
ask,
certain nuances.
Okay, ask Arnold.
I want...
In your home country...
Yes.
What side of the road do you drive on?
In the UK.
Arnold, the disc jockey has asked me to ask you what side of the road you drive on.
In the UK.
I'm going to guess no cars whatsoever.
No, well, we drive on the left side of the road. Now, what are you attempting to demonstrate his lack of certain intellectual abilities?
Do you speak Pig Latin?
I speak fluent Pig Latin.
Okay.
Ah, good.
Ise.
Yes.
Oran me.
I a understand a.
Ummer day, and they ush bay.
Utre.
Okay, then
I may ask me elte uye. Uye ixpe ive utre. Arnold is not foul mouthed, though. Mr. Bush is quite foul mouthed.
True.
But he used the word S in front of me the other day. Yeah, mm-hmm. When he was talking about Hezbollah, he said the S word when he was speaking of Hezbollah.
Why are you meeting with Arnold Schwarzenegger? I mean, you're the goddamn leader of Britain.
I am the Prime Minister of England, and I would like to say that I am grateful to the California governor for having me today so that we can form this partnership. And above and beyond all that, he's so fine. Wouldn't you agree?
Arnold, can you hear me?
He is so very, very fine.
He's so fine.
And it has been such a very, very, very pleasurable task to meet with Arnold and have meetings with him. He took me to his private gymnasium, showed me all of his wonderful apparatus that he uses to develop his physique, which I might say, in the post-50 era, has still maintained his physique. Look at him. If you could see, you could.
Arnold, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm over here.
Spell Iraq.
I-R-A-K.
There you go.
Don't chastise the gentleman because he has challenged in the area of spelling. Commend him for the efforts that he's putting forth to prevent our planet from becoming overly polluted.
He doesn't understand the greenhouse effect.
But you have to understand what a thrill it is for me to come from the UK and sit with Arnold and discuss the matters of the day and enjoy his fine aroma.
Hey, Arnold!
The aroma of Arnold is not to be missed by man or woman, or may I say beast.
Can you still hear me, Arnold?
Yeah, I'm over here in the corner, Dad.
Hey, step up. I want to ask you something about today's current headlines.
Hi, how are you doing? I was doing some crunches while you were talking to the Prime Minister of Britain.
I bet that you are a big Mel Gibson supporter. Are you not?
Oh, they warned me about you that you are going to ask me the questions about this, and I am prepared for this. I have a prepared answer for you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
As part of the Hollywood community and actors in Hollywood, I would like to say that we are saddened by the comments of Mel Gibson, and we wish him the clear head and the thing to do a better job when he gets before the authorities.
Hey, Arnold.
Dankeschön.
Hey, Arnold.
Jawohl.
Guess where Mel's going to go into rehab?
Where's he going?
I don't know. Someplace in New York.
Oh, now, see, now you're killing me with that. You're not going to make me laugh, Don Geronimo. My papa liked Mel Gibson. Yeah.
Wasn't your dad a Nazi?
My father was misrepresented as a Nazi. We don't like to talk about that. I've been told that I should low-key that.
Yeah.
Keep that, as you say, in your Pig Latin, on the on low day.
Hey, oh,
keep
hey.
That on the on low day.
When did you learn Pig Latin?
Just briefly, I'm saying... Atke, og de, umpje. That means cat, dog, jump. What do you think of that?
Good.
But I'm really happy. You have to come and visit us out in Sacramento.
Well, I would if Mike would only allow it.
Sacramento, California. I'd like to thank the Prime Minister and Don Geronimo. And if you'd like to see me, come out to my house. We'll have a cigar. Go to my gym.
It was good talking to you, Mr. Blair.
Thank you. Goodbye, Don. I got to go work out.
Okay, IRAK.
Hello?
Hello. Oh, hold on. Let me get your music. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's been always a pleasure. A very indeed a very, very significant pleasure to speak with you, an American disc jockey. I know that in our country we wish we had the talent on the airwaves that you possess in this country.
May I leave you with an icebreaker?
Arnold causes global warming in my knuckles.
Here's an icebreaker.
No one can wear a pair of pants like he can. Right. With the British cut. That, of course, is hiked up underneath the breasts.
What's the difference between the Queen Mother and a pair of old shoes?
What is the difference between the Queen Mother and an old pair of shoes?
You could eat an old pair of shoes if you had to.
Oh, jolly good.
He likes
that
it.
That's lovely. You're speaking about, of course, eating at the Y. You're talking about oral. That's fabulous. I'm going to take that place on Britain One or whatever I'm flying home today. Looking forward to it. Jolly good show.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for discussing global warming with us.
Might I say, as we sign off here in California,
yes. It
was indeed a pleasure. A pleasure to be with you, Tom. I wish you Godspeed and have a safe trip home, wherever you may be. Oral. Very funny. The Queen Mum.
Okay, bye.
Eat at the wide, Don.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Goodbye, Don. So
Blair.
Long. The governor signing away.
And Arnold.
Doug is right.
And there. Are we clear?
Well, all right. Yeah, we are.
Sounds like it. Yes, I think
they're both done.
Yeah. We are clear.
Very
okay.
Very unlikely pair.
Nice to hear from both of them. And a true story.
Yes.
Those dicks are really meeting together.
Well, yeah, because Bush isn't doing it. Arnold's, you know, going around the president.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What are we not going to get to today? You know what?
What?
Buzz is not on that list. Congratulations, Buzz. You made the cut.
Hey, all right.
We are going to forsake today's award-winning episode of Meet the Fartleys.
Oh.
So, Buzz, your news better be good.
I guess it better.
That's all I can say, pal.
Because,
you know, it's stacking up against Meet the Fartleys.
I know. America's new comedy classic.
Right now, that's the balance that we're doing. Do we go with Buzz's news or Meet the Fartleys? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So much pressure.
Today, we'll go with Tight Shirt.
All right.
Good stuff.
Bring your good stuff.
I got good stuff.
Buzz?
Yes?
We don't ask you anymore.
Right.
What's coming up on the news? Buzz,
yes?
We don't ask anymore.
That's right.
Don't ask.
All right.
Don't tell.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.